My name is Alex Brinker, and I am running for Pittsburgh Town Commissioner. I was inspired because there's a lot of changes, a lot of great things in Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh, but there are some changes in the community, and I, like everybody else, a little concerned and worried. The top three priorities for my campaign are affordable housing in Pittsburgh, infrastructure, and well-trained and highly paid first responders. So affordable housing is my number one priority. My daughter is 23. She's a nurse. Her and her fiance are trying to find a place to live, and it's very expensive, and there's not a lot of houses. And right now, I don't think a lot of people can afford to live in Pittsburgh in its current state. Right now, there's one house for sale in all of Pittsburgh that's $230,000 or less, and it's definitely a fixer-upper. My second priority is infrastructure. Our existence, the charm to our city, is our downtown. And with all this construction and growth, we're going to have to definitely increase our infrastructure. My concern with infrastructure is it would be easy to build a bypass and bypass all of downtown. But by doing that, you're going to lose your commuters. You know, those opportunities might go away. So I think it needs to be very thoughtful how we can keep the charm and heart of our downtown. And also very much concerned with stormwater. There's a lot of construction. When I was in Afghanistan as a Marine, we did a lot of route construction. And with construction comes deforestation. And when you have deforestation, water has to go someplace. And unfortunately, the people that are in existing structures tend to be the ones who suffer. So those things are near and dear to my heart. My third priority is highly trained and well-paid first responders. As a city that is growing, we are going to need to attract the best. Having affordable housing and having retainability with your police and fire, you have to be able to find that balance. Working with builders, we can find balance to bring people into the community where we can have safety, we have good people, and at the same time, opportunities for people to buy their home for the first time. How can we offer those opportunities to young people to where home ownership is part of the American dream and it can be recognized? The biggest problem with growth is that you can't ignore it. It's coming. Properties are being bought. Developments are in works. And with growth over the next 5 years, what we have to do is find a way to manage that growth. We don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. We want to make sure that these expectations are managed and we can ultimately satisfy the citizens of Pittsburgh. I can tell you from a personal account, when I first moved into Pittsburgh back in 2016, my home taxes was at a pretty decent affordable rate. And since 2020, my taxes have considerably gone up. How do we find the ways to bring revenue into the city to fund all these projects? Well, I think the first things we need to do is to make sure that we are going to the people that we've already made agreements with, for example, Chatham Park. Where is the commercial industries that they've promised are going to come in? There's a few, but if we can get commercial to come in, that would generate a completely different revenue stream. My biggest worry is that there's a lot of people on fixed incomes, and there's also a lot of people that are struggling financially. And are these people going to be priced out of Pittsburgh because their taxes keep going up and up? I think the biggest thing we need to do is we really need to find a way to get industry. So that's what I would really try to do. How do we get downtown Pittsburgh connected with the growing arm of Pittsburgh proper? It needs to be done smartly and objectively. And of course, that goes back to infrastructure. Infrastructure needs to be done in a way that can bring the community together. What are we agreeing on? Do we all agree that we need to do this project? Local surveys would be phenomenal to get people's input. But most importantly, just because we take someone's input, we still need to deliver back to them on why the decisions were made. So there's a balance. And connectivity is not just infrastructure. It's also internet. The digital divide is real. As a school teacher, I have students every day that do not have internet and don't have computers at home. We need to make sure that we're not just talking infrastructure when we talk connectivity, that we're also talking about what are we doing to increase internet. Because maybe I want to live in Pittsburgh, but my job is in Pittsburgh. When voters see my name on the ballot, I would want them to think and to walk away knowing that I am a regular, everyday guy. I'm a retired Marine. I'm a current school teacher. My family and I, we run the Chatham County Torture Tots program. And I want them to know that I can be trusted. But most importantly, I think I'm very transparent. What you see is what you're going to get. My entire life, I've spent it in service. And I want to continue that.